My aunt's little ones are doing a 9-week course. And I mean, I know they're really olic and stuff, but I just think it's kind of cruel. Because when she says sit, they sit. When she says come, they come. And now, she's teaching them tricks, like party tricks and stuff. I mean, it's exploitation. Come on, I mean, the poor dogs.
A combination meal. It's 5x7 colors. There's something for everyone. Nando's. Fire it up.
Yeah, man, sure is. All right, Le Source is officially in the building and looking fantastic. Like you just walked off. Were you like shooting a Cosmopolitan cover earlier?
No,
or?
I mean, it's Le Source, you know. You always gotta look saucy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, babe.
Le Source is not what's on your birth certificate, though, right? It's the
no,
stage name.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. I mean, how would you? Such a dope tune that we just listened to there. You hanging out with Amanda Black. Obviously, also we're all aware of the song Cooler Bag. Has this been like your blow up year or your start off year, Le Source? You've been doing this for a while, and we're just seeing it a little bit more now.
Actually, I would say it's my blow up year because I just matriculated last year.
Wow!
And I started my music. I mean, my first single I've dropped under Ambitious Entertainment was dropped on the 1st of January. So I would say this is my literal blow up year. And it's been amazing. I mean, I've dropped Cooler Bag as my first single. I Do, my biggest track, which I'm celebrating upon. I mean, it reached 4 million and growing on YouTube.
Crazy.
First female in the whole of South Africa to reach that. And I'm only 19, so it has been a great year.
Unbelievable. Take me through like your matric year and balancing all of that out, because this must have been a lot to figure out a matric. I mean, if you're releasing a single on the 1st of Jan, you've got to record that thing back in 2015.
Yeah.
So 2016. So tell me about that matric year, and a lot must have been happening.
Well, for any other person out there, it would have been a lot and kind of tough. But for me specifically, I feel like it was, you know, manageable. Because, you know, when you grow up and you feel like there's something meant for you. And I always grown up knowing that being a star is meant for me. Because being in music, writing music has always been in me. I remember writing in a school songs.
Yeah.
There was a birthday in school, I'd make a song about that. And like from, you know, being 6 years old, growing up, till I reached high school where I made love songs and, you know, just singing to my friends until, well, my matric year, which was the big year for me. One of my cousins was just like, you know, I should do something about my voice, because he used to be like a producer. He used to make music also. And when he heard me, you know, humming to one of his jams, he was like, no, you should actually check it out.
Mm.
And that was like around April last year. And from there, the first single ever I made, it was called Independent. I posted it on social media. Within a week's time when I posted that first song of mine called Independent, I had a great response from social media. I had a great response from, you know, internet itself. And I would say that's how I actually got to get Ambitious Entertainment. So I have been working with Ambitious for quite a while, even before, you know, getting signed onto it. And I mean, it was fast, but obviously being a person who's religious, believes in God, I was like, you know what, this is meant for me.
Tell me about going into studio and knowing that you're part of a label like Ambitious and you really have to deliver. Like, I mean, you know, the trick is that it's you and it's that microphone and about 150 people in the room next door. And, I mean, that's a lot of pressure no matter who you are, what age you are. So take me through how you're just getting better at that. And, you know, in and amongst all these people around you, figuring out who you are.
It was a mission. I mean, I really have to say it was a mission, because generally I'm a very quiet person. I went to a Muslim school, which was even, you know, even crazier. My mom took me to a Muslim school. Being the only African black child in there, it was quite weird, but obviously it gave me more knowledge. And I mean, even my music is influenced by the fact that I went to a Muslim school, because, you know, you listen to Hindi people, you watch Hindi movies, you learn Hindi melodies, you learn Hindi itself. And that all in everything has made me a better person. And even facing people, it needs a lot of energy. It needed me to break out of my shell, basically, because obviously going to a Muslim school, dressing up, you know, from head to toe, only your eyes out, and being on stage,
wow,
and, you know, dressing half naked literally is two different things. And obviously getting, you know, used to that and adapting to that kind of lifestyle has been a mission. But obviously I'm growing in it, and I feel like I'm getting to be who I really am properly.
Mm.
And yeah, I mean, as a young artist, you grow out there, and every time I'm at a different place, performing for different people, I get to learn different stuff and, you know, different vibes out there, and it's been amazing. It's been amazing for me.
Who is the most proud of you outside of yourself with what you've been able to achieve this year?
I would say my family.
Yeah.
I mean, I come from a family of three, just me, my mom, my brother, and they've just supported me so much throughout everything. There was never a time where they, you know, doubted. I don't come from a very privileged family, and that on its own was the most pressure, because, you know, going out there as a kid, and my parents didn't really know much about, you know, going and recording and stuff. From home to school, school to home, that was my lifestyle. And suddenly when I introduced this thing of, Mom, I want to go record with my cousins this Saturday, I was like, oh, okay. So what's this thing about music? And when they actually got to hear my first single and actually got to hear my voice and what I'm all about, I feel like that on its own gave them, you know, the encouragement to encourage me.
Yeah.
And yeah, they've been great, and those are the people I admire a lot.
Tell me about building a fan base, and what do you think it is that people resonate with you, that you've been able to accumulate, you know, some really, really loyal members of your fan base?
My fan base, firstly, my literal first person who followed me, I remember, was from KZN, because I'm from KZN.
Yeah.
And coming from KZN, a black Zulu girl, 19 years old, doing big in Joburg is something for people in KZN. And I would really say that they are my main, you know, followers, main support base, and obviously people around Joburg, people who hear my music. I mean, a person listens to my music once, twice, the third time, you really want to know, you really want to see everything about this girl. Like, it's the source. Who is she? And I would say across the world, there's different kinds of people out there who really love my work and love who I am in general.
Mm.
And yeah, I mean, it's tough actually, you know, growing a fan base. You really need to be aware of what you're doing. You need to be consistent. You need to give people what they want, and that's what I'm here for.
Hmm.
Yes.
So as we start to look towards a brand new year, what are the goals? What's your ambitions for 2018? What is it that you really want to achieve in the upcoming year?
Well, I dropped an album called Broken Lipstick 2 weeks ago, and it's doing super amazing. Broken Lipstick is all about, you know, the growing and adapting of a young person in today's time. And obviously to bring to people that no matter who you are, where you come from, you know, what you're made of, we do go through the same things. I mean, you do go through a heartbreak. I go through a heartbreak also. And that's what Broken Lipstick is all about. And actually, to enlighten young people, because being 19, I mean, I'm 19, and other 19-year-old people out there are going through things that are major, but they don't really, you know, pay attention to it. And even music these days is like trap and, you know, we need to get lit kind of vibe shit. And that's not what people really go through on a daily basis, you know. It's the stuff that people really need to touch and really need to look at. And as a young person, I feel like young people are going through the most these days. And Broken Lipstick is an appropriate album to just find yourself as whoever you are out there going through whatever you're going through, and finding myself as well as a source. I mean, I'm 19, growing, I'm popping, charting. Yeah.
So dope. How would you describe the music that you are going to make next year? Obviously, you've just dropped the album, so there's a bit of less pressure now to get something out, and you're going to push that for a couple of months.
Yes.
But if you look at the kind of music that you want to be creating in 2018, is there going to be any difference from what you've done so far? Do you want to take it in any new direction? I know that there's certain people that you want to work with. Musically, what's the vibe going to be for next year?
Next year, 2018 has to be a bigger for La Source and obviously other people out there. And obviously, in terms of my sound, I'm going to be growing. I'm going to be becoming mature. And people can expect, like, something out of this world. I mean, that's what I can explain it as, because obviously my first album was like, you know, get to know La Source, get to know yourself kind of vibe. Mm. And even on my first album, I featured great artists such as Davido, Kly, and whatnot. My next album is going to be fire. Like, that's all I can say. I was actually telling my road manager now that, like, ever since I've came to Ambitious, I just feel like I've been, you know, warming up. And that's what I can say in terms of my music. I feel like La Source's first album has just been warming up, and the second album is gonna be your saucy. And
it
obviously
should be. You are La Source,
like,
yeah.
La Source herself is just gonna be major. Yes.
Well, listen, it's been so cool meeting you, and I'm super excited for next year. Certainly, if this year is an indication of anything, you've done incredibly well. If people want to connect with your journey all day, every day, I know that you share a lot on social media and you're super active. I was looking at your Instagram just now. How do people find you?
People can find me at La Source SA on all media platforms: Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. That's at La Source SA.
Fantastic. La Source, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Nick Kelman on CliffCentral.com.